CRISPR Root 8, Ellis Bullard, Honky Tonk Ain't Noise Pollution, and Corey Leday Zydeco, Medicamen. I'm probably mispronouncing that from Creole, meaning medicine. All right. So, yes, we've got this. Ellis Bullard, Honky Tonk Ain't Noise Pollution. Let's start there. What a really fine, fresh, to me anyway, traditionalist country voice this is. You know, Ellis Bullard. Younger guy out of Austin, Texas. Maybe he feels like he's a veteran. He doesn't look like a veteran to me yet. And he's doing something that I think is interesting about country music. It's maybe shows you about something about the structure of history in general, believe it or not. He's reviving a revival of a revival. I like to, one person I compare him to is this guy who was one of my favorites 20 years ago, Dallas Wayne. Like a neo-traditionalist dude doing honky-tonk music, hard-ass honky-tonk music in 2002, right? And so reviving the golden honky-tonk eras of the past, like the Randy Travis, Alan Jackson 1990, you know, 60, Merle and George, 67, Buck, the Bakersfield. That's really what I think of as honky tonk, I guess, in some ways, like the Bakersfield sound. I'm not sure what honky tonk is. And, you know, and in 67, they were reviving 52, you know, when Hank and Lefty ruled the jukeboxes or whatever. So, anyway, I wanted to just like remember Dallas Wayne as we go on to Ellis Bullard. I want to play you this one one cut that I remember very fondly from that era. I think I reviewed this album, Here I Am in Dallas, for New York Press. This is Bouncing Beer Cans Off the Jukebox. That's honky tonk.
I had a pocket full of payday when I came in here on Friday. Now I'm sitting on this old bar stool with nothing in there but glints. I thought I had the both of you right there in my hip pocket. Now it's closing time on Saturday night and I'm wondering where you two went.
Yeah, I call that honky-tonk music. A revival of a revival of a revival. Then. And then we have Ellis Bullard. Dallas Wayne, also a very deep-voiced country singer. That's a certain style. And, I mean, I might mention people like Randy Travis or people like Josh Turner. What an amazing singer the deep-voiced Josh Turner is. But Ellis Bullard is something else, man. This sound is, it's dramatic. No one sounds quite like this. Who's ever sung a country song, maybe? I don't know. Seems to me that way. So that's interesting. And he can really bring off these songs. And there's a bunch of good songs. You know, he goes down low. And he's got a growl, growl. It reminds me a little bit of like Bobby Bland, the great soul blues singer. Ain't no love in the heart of the city. And this is one that shows that. It Ain't Easy Being Green by Ellis Bullard.
It talk about a week now. It's the fork. Raise their dude. Money's not here for July. It's just about when the checks stop rolling through. I swear the hardest part of early man was coming home and everything was gone. Take easy, needy ring at this planet that I'm on.
It ain't easy needing green on this planet that I'm on.
Whoa.
Now there's a voice, maybe a voice we hadn't quite heard before, singing some fresh and yet wildly revivalist country music with a group of what maybe Austin All-Stars who are beginning to sound, you know, well, beginning, I mean, I don't know. They sound like Nashville All-Stars, you know, just like on a loose good night, on a more informal night. But boy, this album is beautifully played, man. The guitars and shit are just rocking. I guess he's a guitar player. If he's playing a lead guitar player, lead guitar parts throughout here, he's a rocker. Okay, I guess I should have tried to see some live stuff or whatever. See who's playing the guitars. Lots of people do Waylon. Probably, if you're a traditionalist revivalist in country music, especially if you're anywhere near Texas, you really were going to end up with a Waylon thump, probably. Boom. Boop, 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 boop. Sometimes it's real convincing, sometimes it's not so much. Right. Few have done it any better than Ellis Bullard. I mean, he can sing up from underneath Waylon. Okay, Waylon, too, is a deep voice country singer. So how about just a touch of Ellis Bullard obviously paying tribute to Waylon and doing it as about as good as you can do, I think. Which is saying something because everyone's paying tribute to Waylon all the time in this neo-traditionalist, outlaw, revivalist world of the last 10 years even. Jamie Johnson, let's say. The song tells the woman's name, which is also Waylon.
You're stone, you sleep while the clock.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of good songs on this album. I might mention Prison in My Mind, which is a good one. All right. So that's a hopeful moment, I guess. Something that neo-trad that sounds that fresh, okay? With that many layers of... it almost has a scholarly quality, you know? But the performance is extremely distinctive. Because of that voice, dude. All right, let's talk now about some Zydeco. I guess I got to say, I think Zydeco is the greatest party music the world has ever known. Like, if you just wanted to have a good time in a bar, you know, I guess, and my own experiences, I should say, like some of the, you know, I've been to Zydeco shows in New Orleans. I forget who was playing, actually, but I would say Buckwheat Zydeco, for example, or Clifton Chenier back in, I guess, 70s even, anyway, if you're going to party, man, if you just want to get drunk and want women to take off their clothes and just want to go New Orleans to the max or whatever, like Zydeco, all right? Now, this album, do I have it up here? No. Corey Lede Zydeco is the artist. The album's called, that's a earlier album. The album's called Medicamen. I guess it's just a type treatment. Right. Now, it's a Zydeco album. Rockin' bluesy, man, to the max. Really wonderful. And the whole thing is in Louisiana Creole, which, looking it up or whatever, about 10,000 people speak fluently. Something like that. And, I mean, Zydeco is a Creole art form. Okay, black, white, French, English, maybe there's a little Spanish, maybe it's stuff coming out of the Caribbean you don't even know, man. Musically, elements from everywhere. It's the bluesiest thing in the world, man. But it's also Cajun to the max. It's got the French Arcadian influence, straight from Cajun. Like, this sounds a lot like Cajun music too, except bluesier maybe. Anyway, it's a great, so it's in Corey Vinnie. All the lyrics are in Corey Vinnie, which is the, what the speakers of this language, refer to their language, their dialect. I'm not sure what the right word is. It's called a language, I guess. And it's more than a language. I mean, it's a musical vocabulary. One of the richest in the world, man. Of course, down in that swamp, baby. And one thing I love about, of course I do, about Cajun music and Zydeco music is free reeds. There's something about the buzz of a harmonica, the little burr of a harmonica, or of an accordion. Those are the same instruments, the same little wafer of metal, you know, making the tone, that I just found very compelling. I'm a harmonica player. And I often tried to use my tongue and doing all kinds of stuff, trying to make an accordion, or specifically a Louisiana accordion sound on the harp. It's limited what you can do, man, in that vein. Though you can play a lot. You could do anything with Zydeco because it's blues, man. But this song, Mojin La Tamu, Inta Lamu. I'm not sure I'm understanding, you know, like I pick up snatches, it sounds French, it sounds English, you know, going like, oh, this must be about love and stuff like that, okay? Yeah, more gin for my love. Is that what it means? I don't know, but this is my gin, Inta Lamu. And I'm not sure. But it's a harmonica accordion duet. I don't think I ever heard that before. So it's a free reed celebration. Okay. I guess the harp player who plays on a couple cuts here is Grant Dermody. Boy, you can feel the New Orleans, right? Actually, that's not the one I meant to play.
I love it.
Yeah, as you can hear there too, Corey LeDay or Corey LeDay Zydeco. I'm kind of thinking that Corey LeDay Zydeco is the name of the act. Like if you call their agent and you book Corey LeDay Zydeco, the band. And Corey LeDay is the name of this accordion player, band leader. I'm not sure. Maybe he changed his last name to Zydeco and he's named Corey LeDay Zydeco. Wow, he can really play it too, and he really sounds fun. I just feel like if you're seeing this live, it's going to be hard not to enjoy yourself immensely. Maybe book for Jazz Fest this year. Seems likely. But he's played before. He's got some associates like that are interested in recording in Creole, Corey Vinny, and are bringing a fresh interpretation of Zydeco music. Let's see, Cedric Watkins is the fiddle player and also a button box accordion player, is another example of recording in Creole, etc. And recording, I think they have an album together. Cedric Watkins and Corey LeDay. All right, let's try just a snatch of this one. Quand la maison demain. Here's one I started to play before, accidentally. Just if you want to hear, or like when he's hit the height of the night, man, he wants you dancing, sweating as hard as you can sweat. It's whatever it is in New Orleans, 1 o'clock, you know. Just a quick snatch from really a very interesting project. And, it's a very interesting project. Again, maybe kind of has lots of scholarship in this sense, I think. In different, maybe these are both scholarly projects, scholarly roots, like archival in a way. But both of these albums, and that one in particular, man, it sounds so fresh, so now, like it's happening right now and so fun and it's a party. But also like so rich in cultural resonances, and in this case, so like, full of cultural consciousness in a way, and that's admirable. Like, I'm not the person to comment on that, whatever, but I'm a person like any person, really, almost, who could enjoy this album. CRISPR Roots for this week. See you later.